Welcome to the Make Shift Happen podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Daly, entrepreneur, life coach, and your no BS bestie, here to bring you all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. This podcast is designed to help you expand your mind and up-level your life. So turn the volume up and roll the windows down if you're coming along for the ride. Let's go make shift happen. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I have restarted this recording three times already because I'm like, I don't even really know where to start. There's a lot of things that happened at the end of 2023 that I have not told you yet. And I wasn't sure how or if I would talk about these things on the podcast or on social media. Like I just didn't know. So you guys will probably have seen, I've shared a lot about, you know, what my priorities are for 2024. And we just did an episode about the soft CEO era and breaking the addiction for more and kind of how, you know, my perspective has shifted and I'm just prioritizing other things in my life. And all of that obviously came from somewhere. It's happening for a reason. And I think a lot of it has to do with some of the things that happened towards the end of last year, towards the end of 2023. Now, as a little recap, like 2023 was a monumental year for me personally and professionally. It was my highest income year to date as a business owner. I actually surpassed my income goal that I had set for myself by $75,000, which was really cool to see. We've maintained incredible margins in the business and, you know, the profit margins are looking excellent. Like things were going really, really well, right? And, you know, we crossed 1 million downloads on the podcast and $1 million in revenue for the business. And so it was obviously a huge year and there were so many beautiful, incredible, amazing things that happened. But also, I think my energy just started to take a toll towards the end of the year because of how busy I was, because of how many balls that I had in the air, because of all the projects that I was managing at one time, because I was leading multiple retreats in quarter four and some other things personally that were going on behind the scenes. And so that kind of led me to that energetic state of just feeling a bit overextended, kind of exhausted, and really wanting to do some introspection and just figure out, all right, what's my plan for this next year? Because this pace is not it for the long term, just being totally candid, right? So we finished out the year last year in 2023 with a gorgeous retreat in the Dominican Republic. This is the second time I ran this retreat. It's called the Dream Life Immersion Retreat. And this time around, it was extra special because both my mom and my sister-in-law attended. And that was just like really cool to have them there and experience my work and immerse themselves in it and just have them as part of the group. It made it really, really special. And of course, my assistant Lori traveled all the way from London to be there. And my good friend Susie, who always does hypno-breathwork for me, she traveled to be there as well. And so it was just a really beautiful experience for the second time around. And our guests were incredible. And yeah, so many breakthroughs. It was a beautiful experience, but also there was some heavy stuff. So while I was actually on this retreat, I was psychically attacked, which I laugh because I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even know that that was really a thing. Now, for those of you that are in this audience that are like energy workers or you practice Reiki or you are a medium or whatever, you guys will know about that. But for everybody else, apparently this is a thing that, you know, through energetic channels, you can be psychically attacked by other people. And it can be intentional. It can also be unintentional. It can come from the quote unquote kind of like darker side where it's coming from an ego place or people are really trying to intentionally hurt you. But it can also come from an unconscious place where people having these sorts of like negative thoughts or attitudes or opinions directed towards you can start to affect you in certain ways. So what happened for me was that I was made very physically ill the first night of the retreat. And what kind of made me more nervous about this was that it was the second time that this had actually happened to me. So the first time happened to me on a different retreat that I had hosted, and I thought that it was like food poisoning. And I think I told you guys that, I told you guys about that on the podcast as well. But then it happened for the second time, and it was extremely, it was like exactly the same scenario, same feelings, same symptoms, you know, intense, like feelings of anxiety, unsettled stomach, inability to sleep, like shaking, shivering in the bed, getting up to vomit or go to the toilet, like actually like physically ill with zero explanation. Both times, or the first time, sorry, there was a bit of an explanation because I had eaten a piece of pastrami that I thought was like had gone off, and it probably was, and maybe that contributed to it in some regard as well. But other than that, like, there were no other explanations because I was with a group of people and we were all eating the same stuff and it wasn't food poisoning. And I don't know, it was just really crazy. So because it happened for the second time, I didn't know it was a psychic attack. I thought, like, what the heck is actually happening to me? Like, I'm not nervous. I don't have anxiety. I've run this exact retreat before. Like, I don't understand why I'm so on edge and I have this intense feeling. Like, I've never felt anxiety like this before. And I really started to like go deep, you know, your thoughts kind of spiral into worst case scenarios. And I'm like, is this like what anxiety actually feels like? And I've never really known it in this way before in my life. And maybe I need to be medicated. And like, how do people live like this? And I feel so sick. And oh my God. And so I was just like up the whole night. I didn't sleep at all. And then I had to run the next 4 days of the retreat after that. So I was like, this like cannot happen again. I really need to get better. This is not okay. And I was actually like vomiting up until probably like 20 minutes before I had to guide a workshop. So yeah, it was not good. So luckily, my friend Susie was on the retreat. She was doing hypnobreath work, and she connected me to an incredible psychic medium. And it's funny how, you know, things always happen for a reason. The night before the retreat actually started, Susie and Lori and I were out to dinner, and we were just having a bunch of conversations about a bunch of different things. But somehow this conversation about her psychic that she has worked with for years came up, and we were talking about different clearings and things that had happened in her life. And I guess that planted the seed for me so that the next day when I got so sick for the second time while trying to guide a retreat, it occurred to me like, hey, maybe this is like an energetic thing. Maybe a psychic could be able to tap in and let me know if there's something deeper going on here, because it seems weird that this would happen twice in a row in the exact same way when I'm trying to, you know, guide these in-person events. Like, it doesn't really make sense. And so I'm so glad that that seed was planted at dinner the night before, because then the next day I was like, hey, Susie, this is what's going on. Like, do you think we could get in touch with your medium and just see what's going on? And so luckily I was able to have like an urgent remote reading done and a cord cutting ceremony, and things were cleared up and cleaned, and I felt better, and I didn't get sick at all for the rest of the retreat, and have been feeling amazing since. But yeah, it was just like a lot actually getting the information back from the psychic about what was going on and where it was coming from, and, you know, discovering, I don't know, I don't want to get into all the details because I also don't want to like really open myself up to whatever else could come my way energetically. But it's something that, you know, as someone who has an online platform and is on social media and has a larger podcast, like, I have never really considered this idea of like energetic hygiene and making sure that I'm really protected and putting these things in place so that something like this doesn't happen for me. So that was like a first time experience. And yeah, like, it was intense and it was scary. And I feel good now, but it was a lot to move through. Like, the information that I received back was, yeah, it was not great hearing, you know, that something like this can happen to you because of being a light worker who is in this world trying to do good things and uplift others and spread your voice and your message, and you're, you know, being compensated for that, whether it's in monetary form or it's through popularity, quote unquote, having followers or listeners or whatever, and that could create this ripple effect of intense jealousy or hatred towards you, and that could be projected onto you if you're not safe in a way that could make you literally ill. So yeah, I think it was a little bit of like a jarring experience. I do feel safe now, and I feel protected, and I trust that all of, you know, the energetic things that we've put in place are holding me in a safe space. But yeah, that was like a thing that happened that I haven't told you guys about yet. So then I come home from this retreat, and the day that I get back from the retreat, I also found out that something that Jaime and I had invested in, along with a handful of our family members, turned out to be a scam. And that resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars collectively being stolen from us. So Jaime tells me this. He didn't want to tell me. This is actually happening while we were on the retreat. He didn't want to tell me because he knew that I was, you know, leading and guiding and needed to be in my best energy. But as soon as I got home and we were alone, he explained to me what had happened and that the police and the FBI were now involved. And that was just another, again, a huge kind of shock. And I think the hardest part was watching my partner take on all of the emotions from that experience, the shame and guilt and embarrassment, anger, sadness, all the things that you kind of cycle through when you feel like you've made a mistake or something was your fault or you didn't see the red flags. And so that was really hard to watch him move through that, and also to know that he was processing a lot of that while I was gone and I had no idea, and I couldn't be there. Yeah, I couldn't be there to support him while he was just moving through something really scary and hard and unfortunate, right? This sounds so fucking cryptic because I'm not giving you guys all the details, but out of respect for like everyone else that was involved in this, you know, our family members who we love and care about, I just don't, it's not really my story to tell per se, which is why I haven't really talked about it until now. Yeah, I just, I was obviously affected by it, but it wasn't, I don't really feel like it's my thing to fully share because there's other people that are involved. The general consensus from the police is that they're probably not going to be able to catch this person or get the money back, although the investigation is still underway. I think the thing that moved me the most about this experience... Sorry, I'm just going to take a second. Okay, sorry. I was really not thinking that I was going to get emotional retelling this. But anyway, the thing that moved me the most about this experience was just how beautifully everyone in our life rallied around us and how understanding everybody was. And, you know, everyone that was a part of this investment that ultimately ended up losing money from it, like, no one was angry, no one was upset, no one was pointing fingers, no one was blaming. Everyone was just like, it's okay. Like, we have everything that we need. We have family. We have each other. We have our health. And that's all that matters. Like, money will always come back. Like, it's okay. We made an investment, and investments are always a risk. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Obviously, you don't expect to be stolen from. That's different than just making a bad investment that doesn't turn out the way that you expected. But yeah, it was amazing to just see how we have some of the best people in our lives and how kind everybody was. And you know, Jaime was really struggling there for the first couple of days because he felt super guilty and ashamed. And his friends were like feeding him and taking him to the gym and making sure that he was getting his mind off of things. And all of this was happening while I was not here and had no idea what was going on. But it made me feel good to, just see like how amazing the people are in our lives. So anyway, as you can imagine, this experience taught me a lot of lessons. And it's part of the reason why I am looking forward to my soft CEO era, where I'm just living really full and healthy and not bending over backwards or killing myself to focus on the business and the money goals. It's so interesting, like, when you have a dangling carrot, like the promise of something coming in, which is kind of what we had with this investment. It was like we could see it growing and growing and, you know, all this money that we were making from this thing. And it was like, wow. And you start to dream about what you're going to do with it and how it's going to change your life and how it was going to change my family members' lives, or, you know, what it would allow them to do or have. And you get into that like fantasy place. And I really realized that that was such a dangerous place to be, because it really, truly, I'm not going to lie, it really felt like all my problems are solved. And that is never the case. Like, money will never solve every problem in your life. Can make a lot of things easier, but having it all kind of taken away and ripped out from underneath us, and, you know, not only losing what we had thought we would profit or gain off of the investment, but also losing the principal of what we initially put into the investment. So we are now in the negatives, right? You have that experience and it really, really makes you see like how much faith you were putting in that thing and how much you felt like, you know, your freedom was dependent on that thing working. And then you get it all ripped away and you realize that was never, like, my freedom was never tied up in that. It didn't matter what we were going to be able to have or do or buy or the vacations that we could go on or anything. What I learned from that experience was that money will never save you until you decide to save yourself. And so whatever it is that you are putting in money's hands, that you are thinking is going to set you free, that's only going to happen when you choose to do that on your own first with what you have. And the irony of this is exactly what we teach inside of Wealth Calibration, is walking you through this journey of how to choose your own liberation, to uncage yourself, to become free, to become abundant as you are, with what you have, and then allow the universe and money to respond to that instead of trying to make it happen the other way around, of like the universe is going to give me money and then the money is going to make me become this version of myself. It doesn't work like that. And we know that, right? But it's interesting to catch yourself slipping into like an old pattern of thinking that way. And so anyway, that was something huge that I learned from that experience. And it obviously impacted me and my family and my partner a lot. And it shifted my perspective on a lot of things. And I think it's one of the biggest reasons why I'm approaching 2024 with a bit of a different focus on what I'm seeing is really important in life. You know, I'm being really careful, especially on social media, to curate the kinds of people that I'm following and recommending my clients to do the same. If you're someone who finds yourself getting swept up into the comparison or feeling like you're not good enough or your business isn't doing well enough or you're not making enough money or you don't have enough luxury vacations or whatever it is, like you can't buy yourself all the nice things. And if you find that happening, it's really important that you get rid of the people that are showing up in your feed or the accounts that are showing up in your feed that are a continuous reminder of that, of like, ooh, don't you want to have this and your life doesn't look like this yet and you don't have all this perfection yet and you're not on these luxury vacations and you're not making 100K months yet and yeah, just kind of like stripping that away, you know, and following, I said this in the last episode, I think, but following happy mentors rather than just the rich ones. You know, I want to follow people and be inspired by ideas that have nothing to do with the constant money marketing. And yeah, I think it's important, as I've always said, and this has always been my stance, I think it's important and relevant to share numbers and be transparent in order to inspire other people. Like my current mentor, who I've worked with for years, was the first coach that I ever saw make $100,000 in a month. And it was a huge inspiration for me. It was a huge driver for me. I would not be where I am today. I wouldn't have any of the things that I have. I wouldn't be sitting in this beach condo. I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't have this platform if it hadn't been for her sharing that with me. And so I think there's a time and a place, and it is important and relevant and can be inspiring. But when it's happening constantly and it's all the time and it feels really like bombarding, that's where I just have to protect my own energy and like choose to mute people like that, because every once in a while I love to be inspired by someone's numbers, but I don't want to see it every single day. It's just not good. It's not good. I don't think it's good for any of us, to be honest, to have it like that frequently waved in your face. So I'm being really careful with that. And I know a lot of my clients are as well, curating our feeds, making sure that we're not following people or accounts that are pulling us into comparison, whether it's for your business or your personal life or whatever the case may be. But anyway, I also want to give you guys a little kind of recap of what's been going on in January, as we like to do in these bonus episodes, like what the month has been looking like. So those were just some things I needed to catch you up on, what happened at the end of the year, to make sense of what's going on this year, and also just to give some more context, because they were things that I hadn't shared yet. So this year, we started out the year with 2 weeks in Spain, which was really beautiful. We went and stayed with Jaime's family and visited his family and friends for Christmas. We walked around Madrid and saw all the Christmas lights. There is something so magical about European Christmas, I just got to say. Like the city lights and the Christmas decorations everywhere, and walking around just drinking hot cocoa and looking at all the different lights. Like it was very cute. We also stopped at a little Christmas market, and Jaime and I picked out some crystals that matched what we felt like our intentions were going to be for the new year. And then we celebrated New Year's there, and there's the famous 12 grapes tradition that happens in Spain and I think also in Portugal, but it's basically in the 12-second countdown to the new year when everyone's going 10, 9, 8, for every second there is a bell strike, and you're supposed to eat a grape at the bell strike and make a wish. So you ultimately are making 12 wishes, and the 12 wishes represent the 12 months of the coming year, and the tradition is said to really bring you good luck. So we always do the 12 grapes, and that was fun. And then I was able to meet up with one of my friends who's been on the podcast a couple of times. You guys probably know her, Chelsea Reif, and we had brunch together in Madrid, and we talked about travel and business and podcasting, and we walked around the city, and we found a cute little market. And we spent like an hour picking out a bunch of earrings from this cute little stand in the market. And then another day I was able to meet up with one of my clients, Autumn, who was on my retreat back in 2022. And now she is part of Top Tier Mastermind. So she is currently living in Madrid. So it was fun to be able to meet up with her. And it was so funny, like we decided we were going to go out to dinner the one night, and I wanted to go to this one restaurant, but it was impossible to make a reservation. So they have like a sister restaurant that's kind of similar, but it's in another part of the city, and I had never been to that one before. But I'm like, let's give it a try. So we go to meet up at this place that neither of us had ever been to before, and I get there, and it is literally next door to the academy where I used to work, where I used to teach English, like right next door. And it didn't used to be there when I worked at the academy. But I'm like, what are the fucking odds that I go to this random restaurant that I'd never been to before, and I'm standing right outside the academy where I used to work in 2018, and I just had all these memories start to flood back to me, because where this is located, there's a little kind of like park area at the exit of the metro, and then you walk through this little park area and you end up at the corner of the street where you have the English Academy and then this restaurant that's right next to it. And so we're standing in this park area. outside of the restaurant. And I'm like, this is so wild because I sat on this exact bench. I went live on Facebook here. I posted on Instagram stories selling my shampoo products back when I was like network marketing. Like, this is low key the exact spot where I started to become an entrepreneur. And now I'm standing back here next to one of my high level clients who just joined my elite mastermind, and we're going out to dinner together. Like, I'm in such a different place than I was when I worked here in 2018. So I peeked in the windows of the academy and I was just like having all these memories come back, and I was showing Autumn like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Like, this is where I used to work. Like, this is where I worked when I had three jobs and no money to show for it. I was, you know, starting on my entrepreneurial journey. I was interning as a VA for an influencer. I was teaching English. I was, you know, taking trains and buses across the city to do private tutoring classes for $20 an hour. And I was doing network marketing and I was starting to post on Instagram, and I was fucking so broke, but I was so hungry. And I worked so hard in that era of my life. And it was very cool to just stand there as a seven-figure business owner and think about what I've built in the past 4 years and just like remember how and where it all started. So that was wild and such like a serendipitous thing that we would end up there right next to my old workplace. So while we were in Spain, we obviously saw so many of like Jaime's friends and family, and I also was able to meet up with one of the teachers who I worked with for 2 years in Madrid while I was an English assistant. And I always try to see her every time I'm back in Madrid. So that was really fun. We met up, we went out to dinner, we talked, we drank wine. We, you know, when you meet up with people and it's like time stops and you just pick up right where you left off and you talk for hours and hours. And so that was really fun. And then unfortunately, I got sick the last few days of the trip. And I haven't been sick in like probably 3 years, which is crazy. But I'm really thankful that my immune system has gotten so much better. Like, when I was working in the schools in Spain, obviously, you know, if you are a teacher, you know, like working in schools is a cesspool. You come home with an illness like every 3 weeks. And at the time, I also had leaky gut and I was dealing with a bunch of those kinds of health issues. And so my immunity was just like so bad. So I was literally sick all the fucking time when I was working in schools in Spain. But luckily, I've been super healthy. I haven't been sick in years, but I forgot what it's like to have like a winter cold and flu season. I feel like I'm oblivious to it here in Florida because it's just like summer here all the time. And I rarely see people like coughing or being sick. And I don't know, we got to Spain and I was like, damn, I remember now what winter is like when it's cold and flu season. Everyone was sick. There was like an influenza A thing going around, COVID, colds, all the things. Everyone was coughing, hacking. And you know, you're in the city and everyone's on holiday, everyone's off from work, all the kids are off from school, things are busy, there's so much tourism, there's a ton of people. I was like, gosh, dang it, I better not get sick. And then of course, I fell the last few days. It got me. So I haven't had a cold in years, but I was like, I remember why this sucks so bad. So nothing like a little sickness to remind you how grateful you are for your health. So the last couple of days, I was just kind of like resting and chilling in Madrid. But we also kicked off the top tier mastermind while I was there. And that was so exciting. I'm pumped about this next round. We have an incredible group of 10 badass entrepreneurs inside of this mastermind from all over the world. Some of them are moms, like people are doing incredible things. And we've got so many different like countries and places. And yeah, I'm just really excited to see where this year takes us. And the energy is electric. And every single woman inside of this group right now is just such a vibe. And they're already bringing their unique set of skills and expertise to the group. So I'm really loving this kind of like small, intimate, high level space. It just feels super cozy and fun. And so that was really exciting. We got to kick off on the 111 portal and the energy was there. So I also hosted the Reset Challenge, which this is the fourth year that we ended up doing the Reset Challenge, which is so freaking crazy. Also, apologies now looking back, like my fitness level at that time, I am laughing so hard because every year that I do the reset challenge, it gets like harder for me. I'm like, is it the fact that I'm 30 now and I'm getting older? Or is it just that I'm not on this like, you know, interval training grind that I was on back then? But damn, those workouts were fucking hard. I was so sore, but everyone showed up and the meditations were a huge hit once again. And we reset our minds, our bodies, and our souls for 10 days to kick off the new year in our best energy. And it was really, really fun. So if you were part of the challenge, thank you for joining us. You made it such a fun way to kick off the new year once again. So speaking of starting off the new year, I hired a personal trainer, which I'm so excited about. I've already done 4 sessions, I think, and my ass is so sore. I cannot sit down on the toilet. So that is good news. I've also been reading some more books. I'm loving Audible lately. I can read a book in like 2 days on Audible, which is insane. But I got some physical books too because I want to actually like sit down and read. I think it's such a, I don't know, like a mindful practice to be able to shut everything else off and just sit in silence and read a book. I also got these new headphones that I am obsessed with. I'm wearing them right now. I'm going to start wearing them while I record the podcast and see if I like them for that. But I didn't get them for that purpose. I got them just for like life purposes. I wanted to have a pair of like over the head, like bigger headphones for our flights for when we were flying from Miami to Madrid. And so I ended up getting these Sony 1000 XM5 headphones. They're giving Skims, okay? The color that I got, it's called, when I looked it up online, it's called silver, but it is not silver. It's like a nude kind of like beige color. And then they come in this really cute case with like a gold zipper. Very aesthetic, very cute. It's giving Skims. I love them. The most important part is that they're comfortable and they're super, super high quality. So I love those if you're looking for a new headphone. I am something that I've shared with you guys because I'm focusing on health this year. I'm committed to obviously doing my personal training, but also getting more steps in daily. So I've been making an effort lately at the start of the new year to go on more walks, which has actually been so nice. I'm taking my headphones out with me if I'm going and I want to listen to something. Sometimes I'm doing my non-stimulation walks of just like nothing, hearing my own thoughts. I'm also using my Oura Ring that I got on Black Friday to track my steps and just kind of see how I'm going. I'm also tracking sleep and stress and heart rate variability and other things on it, which is nice. But I would say I track like loosely. Like I don't even look at it every single day. I'm the type of person that I don't want to get obsessed with that sort of stuff. I don't want to be obsessed with metrics and things like that. But it is nice to just be able to see like where I'm at and how I'm doing with overall like activity, stress, heart rate, and especially sleep. That's been super cool to look at my sleep. Jaime and I also did something. We actually did this while we were in Madrid, but we went out for like a little kind of like coffee date, although we don't drink coffee. So we got Coca-Colas and we just sat down to outline some of our goals together and individually for the new year. And so we focused on 5 categories, which were health, finances, relationship, travel, and then fun or leisure. So we looked at these 5 categories together. And for the relationship category, we each picked a goal that we thought would help strengthen our relationship. So what we've been committed to so far is no phones in bed at night and doing at least 1 morning beach walk together per week. Now, we both go on walks pretty much every day, but for us to get to the beach in the morning together is a little bit more challenging depending on like work schedules and things like that. So we're shooting for 1 morning beach walk per week together and no phones in bed at night. And it has been chef's kiss amazing so far. I told you guys how I needed to get my passport renewed. I also submitted that, which is amazing. I paid for it to be expedited. So hopefully I'll get it back soon. But I literally had to go to 4 drugstores in 1 day just to get these passport photos. You guys, it was a nightmare. I'm not joking. I spent 4 hours one Sunday just trying to get my freaking passport photos. It was like every place had some issue. Like the one place took blurry photos. The other place, their camera was broken. The next place, the machine wasn't working. Like it was just so ridiculous until I finally was like, why would I not just take the picture of my freaking self? Like, surely I can do that. And then someone messaged me and was like, I do them myself all the time. I've never had an issue. And I'm like, honestly, facts, because the picture would have been better. I would have looked better, which I don't even care about that. The final place that I went to, the girl was like, okay, which one do you like? Do you have a preference? I was like, I literally don't care as long as it's accepted and it's, and my passport doesn't get rejected. Like, I do not care. Could care less. And I changed my outfit because I went to two stores in the morning and then I had to go home and do lunch and some other things. And so then I changed my outfit because the first place that I went, I was kind of wearing like an off the shoulder sweater. And the guy was like, yeah, like you should wear something that covers your shoulders. So I put on this like kind of like cream cable knit sweater when I went out to the other two places in the evening. And the place where I actually ended up getting my photos done, she was like, I don't know, because your sweater is kind of white and you're not supposed to wear white. And I was like, I'm not having this. I will go back into the aisle of this Walgreens and I will get some nasty ass like fisherman's shirt or like a Hawaiian t-shirt or whatever you have here, and I will put it on and you will retake this photo. Luckily, the cream cable knit sweater was fine. I didn't have to change it. Let's hope it gets accepted. But I fully had like a long sleeve red, like dry fit material, like fishing shirt that I was ready to put on and just be like, take my photo in this. I don't give a fuck. I just need this passport and I need it back ASAP because I got plans and I got trips happening. So anyway, that was a whole journey. I was also trying to at the same time print some photos for our house because we've had these frames in our house for literally a year and I just have not put photos in them because I'm so lazy with like personal admin stuff like that of finding the photos, putting them in a folder, like getting them on my phone, going to CVS, like I don't know. I didn't want to do it. So finally when I was like, all right, I got to do the passport photos anyway, I'm going to go and I'm going to print these photos. Again, it was a huge issue. One of the places like printed them weird, didn't have the sizes I wanted. That's another reason why I spent 4 hours in drugstores that day. So that's that. Luckily, fingers crossed, everything's fine. I get my passport back soon. And now we have photos in our house, which is incredible. Something else. What else happened this month? We wrapped up Abundant and Ambitious, which is always bittersweet. It goes by so quickly. Whenever we finish a round, I'm like, damn, that the last, you know, 4 months happened so fast. But we have our next round kicking off in March, which is so exciting. There's already over like 20 people that are pre-enrolled. So that's insane. We almost have a full roster and we haven't even launched yet. So if you are thinking about joining us for Abundant and Ambitious Mastermind, if you are an early or aspiring coach, get in the room. It's going to be exciting. I think this round is going to be absolutely electric because we have some incredible people that are already enrolled and ready to freaking go. Business updates. We are starting video episodes on YouTube for the podcast, which is so exciting. If you haven't heard yet, there's probably one or two out already by the time that you're hearing this. So go support, please, on YouTube. The best thing that you could do is subscribe to the channel. You can just search at underscore Samantha Daly. It's the same as, you know, my handle on Instagram. It'll come up, Makeshift Happen Podcast. Subscribe to the show, go enjoy, watch some of the video episodes. I'm really, really excited about this transition and just putting content out there in a new format. So thank you guys so much for all of you who have already subscribed and are watching on YouTube. I really, really, really appreciate you. Lori is also officially back in the office. If you are one of my clients or you've been working with us or you've been in a program recently, you'll know that she was out for a month to spend time in Australia, which was also much needed as we had a crazy year last year. So we both needed a bit of a break after 2023 because we were cranking out work and podcasts and, you know, pumping out so much stuff that was going to be ready to go so that we could each be out of the office while I was in Madrid and she was away in Australia visiting family. And so, yeah, we needed some time off, but she's officially back in the office, which is amazing. So if you have been emailing us or you missed a response over the holidays because we were out, we're here, we're back, and we're ready to support you. So as you guys know, I'm going to be exploring a little bit of a different pace this year in business, and I have some new kind of like ideas of things that I want to bring to life, some new directions. Lots of like creative energy is kind of like bubbling for me, and I don't know exactly where it's all going to go yet, but I'm excited to see what unfolds and how this year turns out. But in terms of like updates. I am obviously going to be scaling back in some areas, but then we're also going to be ramping up in some others, right? So to let you know what's happening, there's going to be no Dream Life Immersion Retreat happening this year. So that's something that I'm scaling back on. There's likely only going to be one round of Top Tier, which is the one that we have already started. So I don't think we'll be launching that again until probably 2025. And there's also going to be very limited spots to work with me in a one-on-one capacity. So my one-on-one private mentorship, which is called Proximity, it's currently sold out until probably, I think, April, May-ish, if I remember correctly, based on the current roster that we have. But I'm going to keep those spots really tight and limited for this year, just so that I can put my, make sure that, first of all, my private clients are getting the best experience possible, and then also that I have a lot of spaciousness and energy to be able to explore other things, whatever I'm leaning into. I don't even know what it's going to be yet, but we're creating the space for clarity to drop in, for ideas, for new things to happen, right? That's one of the principles that we always talk about with manifestation. If you want to attract new opportunities or new things in your life, you've got to clean up and clear the space. So that's one thing that I'm doing, as it relates to business and scaling back from some of those other things so that I can have that space for new opportunities to drop in. In terms of where we are ramping up, we're obviously planning on leaning in harder to the podcast, which is good news for you guys if you love the show and you're listening. We are doing video. We are pumping out shorts and reels and TikToks and full episodes on YouTube and all of the things. So we've been getting some incredible guests lately on the show, and we're working really hard this year to continue that trend. But that also really depends on you guys and, you know, how many weekly listens we're getting and how many of you are subscribed to the show. So if you ever want to help us out and you do enjoy the podcast, that's probably the best way, just making sure that you are subscribed wherever you listen, whether it's on Apple or Spotify or on YouTube or on all of them, you know, just if you're an overachiever. So if you're feeling super generous, you can also leave us a 5-star rating and review. That always helps the podcast and will help us in our pursuit of getting bigger guests and, you know, better production quality and just improving the overall experience of the show. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Your time and attention and support is truly invaluable. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for rocking with me and coming back each week. I am super motivated to make this show the absolute best that it can be this year and share with you all of my insights as I move through this new journey and uncover different parts of myself and explore new avenues for my business. And I'm just really excited to bring you along for the ride. So let's fucking go. All right, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.